There are certain predictable passages in parents' lives. They talk about the empty nest syndrome. They talk about teenagers. They talk about birth order, you know, these passages kind of thing. You know, the kid going off to college first time. I think there's a passage that causes all kinds of trouble for other people. It's a passage that parents revel in. They like it. They almost all do it. They don't realize its effect on other people. This is the phone message passage. When a little kid gets old enough to have some semblance of articulation, the parent uses the kid to make the answering machine message. And it usually goes something like this. Hi, Jewish Christmas house, and you just found a Sabbath, and you call Desiree. Bye. Now, some parents are savvy enough to realize that the kid's a little bit hard to understand. You know this. Those of you who are grandparents, those of you who have young children, half the time the whole world is saying, what did he say? And you say, well, what he said is he'd really like two fries and a chocolate shake to go. But you can't understand what the kid says, especially between the ages of 1 and 2 and 3. They're pretty mushy, especially boys. And only the parents can really interpret what he's saying. So, when a parent realizes this, here's how the answering machine goes. In the background, you hear mom, usually mom. You don't see dads doing this too much. Mom, say hello. Hello. Say, you've reached the Williams. Say, you reached the Williams. You reached the Williams. Okay, say, we're not home. We're at home. Good, good. Okay, say, we'll call you. Go ahead. We'll call you. Okay, say bye. Bye. Now, what I want to do when I call these homes, after the message is done, I want to leave my message. And I want to say, hi, that's our Gandhi. Thank you. I call you for your house and that's in you. And you call me and you win $1 million. And you just ask the cost number. It's 330-742 instant and one. So in $1 million, call. I want to leave a kid message. Right? Now, there probably is only one thing worse than getting a kid message, and that's actually getting the kid. I don't know if the parents want to begin to reduce their obligations as parents. And there may be a relationship between how enraptured the kid is, the parent is, for his or her own kid, and the age at which they let them start answering the phone. Now, I know I couldn't wait. Well, actually, I never had to give the children permission to answer the phone. My daughters would answer the phone before the person was done dialing the 9th digit. I don't know how they sensed the phone was about to ring. And sometimes when I call home, if my wife answers, I will say, are all the girls in another state? How did you get to the phone? When the little kid picks up the phone, and you have to talk to a parent, it's important. Yo! Hi, honey. Can I talk to your mommy? Who's this? This is Dr. Ray. Can I talk to your mommy, please? Is your mommy there? Dr. Ray? Yes, yes, it's Dr. Ray. Okay, can you get mommy, honey? Can you go get your mommy? Can you get your mommy? My mommy? Yes, your mommy. Can you go get your mommy? Who's this? It's Dr. Ray, honey. Can you call your mommy? Just go, mommy. Do you have a mommy? Yes, I have a mommy, but she's not on the phone right now. Can you get, this is really, really important. Can you get your mommy? It's really important. If you don't get your mommy, and I'm starting to get desperate. See, I'm starting to beg and plead and grovel. If you don't get your mommy in the next 30 seconds, I'm going to explode. Can you do this? Explode? Can you please, honey? And then what happens is I start to deteriorate. I start talking like the kid. The kid doesn't get any more grown up. I basically regress. Will you please get your mommy? Please, you can get your mommy. It's important. And of course the kid says, she's not here. And I want to say, yes, she is. She wouldn't leave you home alone. But what the kid means is she's not 2 feet away from the phone. Then I'll say, is your dad there? He not here. Okay. Who's there? Gamma? Can you go get Gamma? And then I start pronouncing the words like the kid does. Gamma. Can you go get Gamma? And I always, now remember, you have to talk like a little kid, which means your inflection goes up at the end. Can you go get Gamma, please? Gamma? Gamma here. I know she's there, honey. Call Grandma. Say, hey, Grandma. All right. There is a contrast. The contrast is between the child's laughing and my crying. Because as the child goes, I'm going, I get off the phone, I hang up, I give up. I hang up. My wife comes to me, she sees me crying. She's not used to seeing me crying. The last time I cried is when the Indians blew the playoffs in the 1990s. That's the last time I cried. She's not used to seeing me crying. My wife knows me. And she looks and says, you were talking to a kid, weren't you? I say,
yeah, you mean your mother spit out sourdough, so answer me.
My wife looks at me and says,
well, that means you took off with your receiver.
The phone number.
877-373-6825.
You call me, okay, bye.